Adam, it's been quite an eventful week for you, hasn't it? Released by Hartlepool, you got a full-time job at Middlesbrough and you signed for Darlow.
Yes, it's been a strange few weeks, to be honest, because I was offered the job at Middlesbrough a few weeks back and I still had 18 months left on my contract at Hartlepool. But I've been doing my coaching badges over the last few years, and that was a career path I was really interested in kind of going down. And then putting two and two together, and then out of the blue I got a phone call off Martin as well, when he kind of found out my situation, and I jumped at the chance of both. I wanted to carry on playing at the same time, and when an offer from Martin to play for a club like Dalton became available, it ended up being a no-brainer. So delighted to be starting with both. It's been my first week at Middlesbrough this week and it's gone pretty well, so hopefully it can go the same here and we can get a positive result at the weekend.
You know some of the Darlow lads from previous in your career, don't you? Like Phil Turnbull, for example.
Yeah, played with Phil at Gateshead, and Josh Gillies also back in the day, around about 10 years back as well. I had a season with Gary Brown at Blyth Spartans. So, you know, looking at the squad on paper and seeing a few of the lads out and about as well over the years, got a really strong squad in a great position in the league with 8 games to go. So, playoffs are more than a realistic ambition, and hopefully I'll be able to add to the squad from now to the end of the season and beyond, and be able to help the lads achieve what they want to achieve.
You've played at a higher level than this, though, haven't you? You've played in the Football League, you've played in the Conference National, you've played a couple of times at Wembley, one of them at 24 hours notice. Yeah. So you've come here with plenty of experience.
Yeah, I've been fortunate enough throughout my career, up until the last 18 months at Hartlepool, where I've been kind of second fiddle to Trevor Carson, who's a Northern Ireland national, so half understandable to a point. But I've been lucky enough to be number one wherever I've been up until then. Including my time at Blyth and the Conference North as well, the 2 seasons I had there before I took the step into full-time football again. I've been lucky enough to play around about 450 games all in all at senior level, so yeah, plenty of experience. I'm 31 as well, so hopefully I've got plenty more in the tank as well to offer, and hopefully I can be here for a long time to come and play to the best of my ability still.
You played at Blyth and then you went to Kidderminster, where you were awarded the goalkeeper of the year in the conference. But it was at that time when you got that sudden call up to play at Wembley for an entirely different club.
It was, yeah. I was fortunate enough to do well in that first year at Kidderminster, and got a few awards come the end of the season, and I was called up to the England C squad. I'd already played a few times at that level for England, and it was going to be my 6th cap and ended up being my final cap because I was fortunate enough to step into the Football League after that year. But yeah, we were down. We had a game against Belgium on the Tuesday night. It was a Belgium Olympic squad as well, so they had a few good players playing back then for them, the likes of Simon Mignolet was in goal. Had a few boys that were playing at a good level, so I was looking forward to that game. And out of the blue on the Friday, I got a phone call off the Cambridge manager saying that their goalkeeper had been injured in training that day. They'd been given special dispensation from the FA to bring in an emergency goalkeeper, and they wanted it to be me. So by the Saturday morning, I was in Cambridge training with the team, and played at Wembley 24 hours later in front of 40,000 fans. So no, it wasn't a bad couple of days, and being out of contract as well, it was a good chance to kind of showcase myself on a good level as well. TV cameras and what have you there, and a big crowd, and I was fortunate enough to get some contact offers from the Football League because of that game.
Yeah, you ended up with Hereford, didn't you, for 3 years, and then back up north, and here you are now at Darlow. What are you hoping to achieve with Darlow now?
Promotion first and foremost. Like I said, the lads have done an unbelievable job to be in the position that they're in. Wins obviously in the culture of the club as well, you know, when you look at the promotions over the last 5 years. And hopefully we can add another one this season. It's been a big turnaround at the club, obviously, since the club reformed. And, you know, Martin Gray's done a fantastic job. And like I said, it's a winning culture here. So I'm looking forward to being a part of that. It's been a difficult 18 months at Hartlepool, being kind of in and around the bottom of the league. It's been, well, it's not been a first, but it's been a difficult experience coming in, day out, and not being a good atmosphere. So I expect it to be the polar opposite here. I expect the lads to be buzzing, and I'm, like I say, I'm looking forward to getting started and being a part of it.